This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. In Germany, employees of the online retailer Amazon have been conducting rotating strikes. The workers are members of the union called Verdi. I talked to Marcus Courtney about the situation. Mr. Courtney is the head of the Information Communication Technology and Services Department of UNI, the Global Union for Skills and Services. I asked him about the major issues in the dispute.
There are two major issues of why workers at Amazon in Germany are striking. The first one is the right to organize and get recognition from their employer to form a union for the purposes of collective bargaining. And the second issue is that the workers want to be recognized for the union contract dealing with retail employees, but the company is pushing back and fighting back and saying that they should be only recognized using the logistics contract.
There have been suggestions that Amazon, an American-based company, is trying to import U.S.-style anti-union practices into Germany. Is this true, and if so, how?
Yes, Amazon is employing what would be considered classic anti-union techniques developed in the U.S. One thing that they're doing is that even though the workers at Amazon have demonstrated that they have a majority of employees that are supporting the union and are demanding recognition, Amazon is fighting that union recognition and refuses to sit down with Verde, the union the workers are organizing under, and negotiate a contract. And so they're, you know, using delay tactics, legal tactics, as well as the management is threatening behavior in terms of against the workers and of changing shifts, in order to try to dissuade workers from joining a union, as well as trying to intimidate them against from joining a union.
How is UNI helping the Amazon workers and their union, Verdi?
We've been providing direct solidarity support for Verde in terms of helping raise the visibility of the issue with Amazon in terms of in the news media, as well as we've been calling upon our members in UNI to write to the CEO of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, demanding that he recognize the workers in Germany.
What can unions around the world and their members do to help the Amazon workers in Germany?
Well, one thing they do can go to our website at uniglobalunion.org and click on the Take Action for Amazon in terms of, and that's where they can send an electronic message to the CEO of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, saying that they want Amazon to recognize and demand the respect of workers in Germany. And they also can send a note to Verde via their website at verde.de and let Verde know that they're standing with the workers of Amazon in Germany.